All right, there we go. We are live. We are rocking and rolling. Welcome everybody to December's Position of the Month Club monthly call. Gosh, I know. Can you guys believe it? It's December already. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So, oh, the 360 app. Yes. Yeah. Life 360 is that app.
Alicia. Oh, love that app.
Yeah. So I was just sharing that how.
Oh, were you tracking me?
Yeah. Just to see where you were and everything. So. Yes, yes, yes. That is awesome.
We use it for everything. Did you share that it's great for the whole family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll share that. I won't repeat you.
No. So it's December. We're in the last month of the year. And I really wanted to share. Do you want to put Facebook on that so we can see that?
I will.
Okay. Just do a smaller. What are you doing, girlfriend?
Relax. Okay. I do this all the time. You're good. Keep talking.
Okay.
Keep talking.
All right. So what we want to share with you guys this month, because we're moving into 2019, and really the big thing we really want to share with you guys right now, because you're in the Position of the Month Club, is where we're headed, mm-hmm. where you guys are heading. Like, let's not wait until January 1st to sort of decide what we want to be doing and what we want to accomplish in our marriages in 2019. And so Lisa and I have been sitting back here over the last 3 months and really.
We haven't been sitting back.
Sitting back and really reflecting on 2018 and how, wow, what an amazing year it's been for the one family and for you guys. Like, to hear about what's happening in your guys' lives. Yes, there have been some struggles. Don't get me wrong. We don't sit behind here or our microphones, as you know, and just go, oh, everything was just so great. Everything was wonderful. It's all just like unicorns and rainbows. No, we know there's tough times that happen. We've had some ourselves this year. And yet we're coming into this final stretch, and we want you guys to really springboard into 2019 strong. So with that, I'd love for Elisa to start out with our mission, or not our core values.
Okay. Sorry.
Because
I'm like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, our core values.
The whole springboard thing.
Mm-hmm. So here's something that we really started reflecting on over the last couple of months was, what are the one core values? What do we represent? What do we stand for? And you guys have helped us so much in being able to really know what that is, that we want to be talking on our monthly calls on each one of these at the top of it. We're going to go over all of them. And then starting in January, we're really going to start diving into these, each one of them, because each one you can bring into your marriage. And then you can then also start talking into other marriages and into other lives. So why don't you talk about them briefly, and then we'll go from there.
So there's four that we add, that everything that we do revolves around. So the first one is hope. From the very, very beginning, our mission, when we named One Extraordinary Marriage, the goal was to help one couple, right? To change one marriage. And that transformation.
Look at the camera. You keep looking down.
I keep looking down. Okay. Just because I'm looking at comments and stuff. To change one marriage. And to do that through sharing, you know, what are we doing? What's worked in our lives? You know, that's where the hugs came in, right? I mean, every week, every show from probably, I don't know, 150 to 200 on has had a hug in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And as I say at the start of every show, the hug's an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family who's experienced transformation. That's a message of hope. When you guys hear our story, you know, when we've worked through things, when we've gone through life, when life's thrown us another curveball, we're like, all right, here we go, one family, we're going to lay it out for you. It's a message of hope. And so that drives so much of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hope. Second thing is action.
Can I talk about the hope one real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So with the hope is our vision planner, right? Hope is what's ahead and what you're driving towards. Mm-hmm. Position of the Month Club members and partners got that. Yes.
You would know, not me.
I forget now. If you haven't gotten that,
you know what? It was like January of last year.
Was it? Okay. So if you're a newer partner to the summit level and you don't have that one, hit us up at support@positionofthemonthclub.com, and I will let Heather know that if you want that, we'll get that to you. We'll get you the PDF. So the key is with hope in your marriage is setting up the vision for 2019. What is that going to look like for you guys? And for each of us, it's going to be different. So when I say hope, like for Elise and I, we make sure that every quarter we get away for at least an evening right now with where our kids are. And so that allows us to hope for something better, bigger, relaxing. For us, that's something that we strive for each quarter and are able as a couple to really focus in on together and how we're going to do it and where we're going to go. So yours may be different. For the one family, how do we do that? You know, it's through the podcast. It's through Instagram. It's through Facebook. It's connecting with you guys, right? Because we want to make sure that we are giving you guys hope in many different ways and areas and to speak that into you so you don't get stuck on what's been happening, but you can see something new and refreshing and keep moving forward.
So that's hope. The A is for action. Mm-hmm. And it's rare that you're going to hear a show that you're going to be, you know, any of our recordings, any of our books, any of our resources where there isn't some action item associated with it. I mean, right. My coaching clients know that if we get to, you know, minute 55 of a coaching session, it's like, all right, we got to talk action here. If we haven't talked about it already. You guys know the last section of the podcast is all about the action items. Every book, every resource, everything is about action. And the reason for that is because so many people outside of the one family are waiting for their feelings to change before they take action. Well, when I feel like it, when I feel like I want to do something, when she feels like it's all of this feelings. And the truth of the matter is that your feelings don't change until your actions do. And so along with that message of hope is this idea that we've got to come alongside of you with tools and resources to equip you to be able to take action, to equip you with something different, yeah, a different perspective so that you can get into that place where you can shift your feelings because your actions are different.
Yeah. And so that can be as a starting point as the coffee break. Mm-hmm. Like we're doing this once a week for the next 3 months. That's our action step. Mm-hmm. From there. And that may be all it is for this first 3 months. I'm going to share this. Don't stack so many different action steps on top of one another, right, that you get overloaded and you don't do any of them, right? Because then you feel like, oh, well, we could have done that, but we didn't. So if right now the coffee break, you know, Liz and Robert, man, that's their action step. They picked it up. For a lot of folks in the one family, it's the intimacy lifestyle. It's like, this is one area we can really get into. For others, it's in their financial intimacy, you know, whatever it may be. For this first quarter of 2019, pick one thing that you guys can work on together. Yes, there's going to be peripheral stuff that you're going to be dealing with, right? There just is. We don't live in a vacuum. I wish we could, and yet we don't. So if we're working on coffee break, that's what we're working on. But we still got to deal with the kids, and we have work, and we have issues that come up with us. We have friends, and we have events, and we have church, all those other things. Great. We're going to manage those. We're going to make sure each and every week we get our coffee break in, because those will all come in and we'll tie those all together.
Mm-hmm. So the third one is relationships. And mm-hmm. If you've ever listened to one of the podcasts, you know that we're pretty big on relationships, because Tony ends every single show with the phrase, "Love you guys." And that is not something that we take lightly. Mm-hmm. That, like, we know how significant it is when you guys send us emails back and you say, "Love you guys," at the end of your emails. And, you know, we have a huge push in 19 to deepen our relationships with the Position of the Month Club, with all of you, with the one family. There's a reason we are putting minimum 2 live events on the calendar. Mm-hmm. For next year, we're going to be releasing the information on the first one here in the next week or so.
Yep. That's going to be in Henderson, North Carolina, for all you East Coast folks.
March 2nd. And yeah, then we'll be doing another one in San Diego in October, and we're still finalizing dates on that, and, you know, potentially a couple other dates for events throughout the course of the year. The reason for that is we want to love on you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing to be, you know, here on one side of the screen. It's another thing to get behind the microphones every week, which we do and we love. But it takes what we do to a whole new level when we get to be in front of each and every one of you and just seeing you, hugging you, hearing your stories, getting to hear what one, how one has impacted your marriage. I mean, that honestly is what, like, what happened in September here in San Diego, and that was just a small group of, you know,
100 people. We were international. We had Canadians, Mexicans, and then I don't know how many states represented, but we were international. So
it was our first international conference.
It was so much fun. So make one of them this year. Make one of them in 2019. We want to see you. We want to, hey, I grew up in a larger Italian family, and I just remember the parties and getting together. And as I've grown older, I feel like we've siloed ourselves over time. And we'll handle this and we'll make it work. And Elise and I did this for a long time in our own marriage. And I think that's what was the detriment to us getting to year 11 and not having a clue. So my big push for 2019 and beyond for One Extraordinary Marriage is to really just be with you guys. It's called the One Family for a reason, because I truly believe in what we're saying and what we're doing. I want to hug on you guys. I want to love on you guys. It's why I ask for interaction when we're here. Even though you may not be talking, you can still put something up there and let us know. Or if something's happening in your life, you got to let people know. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, then we got to start. Okay, what's the one thing that you can share this week so we can at least begin to hear what's going on? I know what's happening in my family because I stay up with them and connect with them. So to me, it's way important. I've had too many conversations recently with guys that are just heads down and they're missing out on life. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that to happen to you guys. I don't want that to happen to me personally. I want this to be something much more than just Elise and I who are connecting with people. We want folks out there who are loving on other couples who have had a struggle, but you guys have walked the path and you guys are cranking along. And it's important. I really do believe it's vitally important to just build that relationship.
And then the fourth value is faith. And, you know, a lot of you that have listened to the show over the years, you know that we talk about our faith. We talk about church. We talk about what we do at church and all of that. And just for us, you know, that's one of those core values that we know the One Family. And I can tell you that we have everyone from atheists to Muslims to Christians, all of Christian denominations. Like the One Family is diverse. Absolutely. So we don't know where you are in your faith journey. We don't know what your faith is. And honestly, that's okay. Like, we're not asking the One Family to say, hey, we're going to ask you to fill out this survey and none of that. We just want each and every one of you to know that that's what undergirds everything that Tony and I do, is mm-hmm. our faith. And, you know, we're not going to be changing the show. I mean, I know years ago somebody said, hey, can you guys open and close the podcast in prayer? And we actually thought about it. We said, okay, where's this coming from? And we realized that that's not something that we're going to do. We want people of all faiths to take this message and to make their marriages better. We know that you know who we are, and we're going to continue to be completely transparent about who we are. And so that faith value is what undergirds, it's our foundation. It's what drives the other three values mm-hmm. that we have. And it's the strength that we have to get up every day and to get behind the mics or to sit down and write, you know, next month's position post or to do whatever it is, to coach, you know, couples for 4 hours a day or whatever it might be. Because that's where our foundation is. And so we just wanted you all to know about that as well.
Yeah. And so those are the core values. And each month we're going to come in, we're going to talk about one of them. And we want to hear from you guys as well. How are you incorporating that in your life? Where are you seeing that? Because again, if you're just coming on to hear Elise and I talk, that's great. I'm honored that you want to.
We like to.
Yeah,
we're happy to be here and talk.
We do, and yet we really want to see you guys moving. Mm-hmm. Moving. Like, we want to see such breakthrough in your marriage that it's like, holy crud, what happened to them over the last year? Right? Because it does. There's steps that we're taking to get to this point. it doesn't, some people it does happen overnight. It's just like, boom, like things happen and things shift and it's crazy. So we're excited. That's to say we're excited mm-hmm. and looking forward to this next year with you guys. So here's some cool things that are coming up just to be, you guys get the download first. Nobody else is hearing about this. You guys are the first to know. So position post, all new. We've been working our butts off on that thing. I think the first edition is going to be 13 or 14 pages long. Mm-hmm. Get ready because we're really going to be adding some new twists to this. We really want to be your resource. And so we're going to get a few of these out and we're going to start asking for your feedback. What do you like? What don't you like? What do you want to see? What don't you want to see? Because we want to serve you guys, right? We want you guys to be able to pick that up and go, this month, this is what we're doing. Like when we were talking about that action, there's going to be things in each position post that you can go, all right, our overarching is to do the coffee break. But for this month, we're going to add this little piece. Or we're going to wait for each position post and go, all right, this is what we're really going to go after. We're going to be doing some interviews mm-hmm. with members and partners. We're going to, you know, we're going to interview other folks from outside of One Extraordinary Marriage family and talk to them and bring them in. So that's really going to be huge and coming. Elisa talked about our live events, definitely North Carolina, Henderson on March 2nd, and then San Diego will be October. If we can get another one or two in, we're still looking at those. End of this year, we have the all new, fully updated and revised 7 Days of Sex Challenge. Mm-hmm. So be ready. Like when I say fully revised and updated, we're talking probably 50 to 60% of it is new.
Yeah. It's
awesome.
It's a completely different book.
Yeah. I think we just got the cover today, all the finished cover. I could share it with them.
Okay.
I'll share that with them. So that's coming up. So be ready. We're still trying to decide how we want to do that. If we're going to launch with a 7 Days of Sex Challenge in January, if not in January, definitely February. Romance. Month of romance. Let's make it happen. So that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something about the position post?
Yeah.
Since they're all here.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I don't know what she's going to say.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how we do these monthly calls, right? Let's just roll with it. So each month we're going to be featuring different couples. And in the month of February, I'm giving you guys a heads up because you're Position Month Club members. And so you can get all of the advance notice. We're going to be, instead of just featuring one couple, we're going to be featuring love stories. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to submit your love story, we're going to be randomly picking them because we honestly have no idea how many love stories we're going to get.
We'll open it up to the one family as a whole.
Yeah. So send your love story.
Yeah.
To do it again to the supportive position of the month club, and then just put our love story in the subject line. And that way we can start collecting those. Cause I want to make sure that position of the month club members have some priority advance notice. Cause we're going to have to close that deadline. I think it's either January 10th or the 12th.
Okay.
So that's why I'm giving you guys a heads up. I know it's Christmas, but just be prepared.
Be prepared.
On
that note too, coming up in 2019, Elisa and I will be putting on 6 online workshops. January, we're going to be doing our Love Deeper one, which is our Symbis assessment.
It's one of my favorites.
Just as a heads up, other than this one, we'll give you, this one's $99 because we have to pay for the assessment. Thousands of love stories. Yes. Believing on that one. Because we have to pay for the assessment, this one is $99. We'll be giving you guys a $20 discount though, and I'll have a discount code for you guys specifically if you sign up. So it'll be $79 for the Love Deeper, which is a Symbis. All other ones, you guys will get a code because each one of those are $20. You guys will get a code to sign up and you'll get access for free. I just need you to sign up so I know that you're on there. After that, each one of those will go in the partner area, so they will be there. These are live events. They'll be about an hour and a half to 2 hours long on different topics. Mm-hmm. February is going to be on sex and intimacy. Mm-hmm. We're going to do one on trust. We have one on.
We're going to do one on parenting.
Parenting. We may
the
be
family bringing, dynamic.
Yep. So just as a heads up, as Summit partners, you guys get into those live online live events for free. Again, I'll give you a code other than that, Love Deeper One. So we're bringing a ton this year. We are going to resource you guys out. Get ready. Tell your friends, because it's going to be awesome. And then lastly, going into our ninth year of the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
January will be the ninth year.
And then next year to you guys in October, the first week in October, we hit the 500th show.
Which is absolutely crazy. So, thank you, you guys. Yeah. So I just want to keep you guys posted. So here's what's going to happen though for the podcast. It's been 9 years. We've been running it basically the same way. You guys know that. In 2019, we're going to make a little bit of a shift, which is we're going to start running series, because the One Family has grown so big. It's crazy. Like, we'll put out a show and then somebody will go, oh, but you didn't, like, in-laws, for instance.
Right.
Like, we could go a lot of different directions on in-laws, if y'all would agree, right? I mean, there's, and then what we, Elisa and I didn't even realize are sibling in-laws and how they cause all this stress and dynamic. So we're going to start series and we have them here. And so that way we can start looking at different topics more holistically. And when I say holistically, we want to take that in-laws, but then we want to talk about sibling in-laws. So we're going to really be working that in this year, just so we can hone in on, just like, when we talk about sex, we really want to not just talk about, all right, oral sex, but we want to hear from you guys, because you guys bring such an amazing perspective that we can then start to take that and go, okay, well, what does that look like for oral sex from a different perspective? You know, here on Position of the Month Club some time ago, we talked about anal play. We never brought that up on a podcast before, ever. And that's one of those places where, do we go down that road? Because some people will go, you cannot talk about that. That's absolutely not so. And then there's another side of it. Many in here in the Position of the Month Club that are like, yeah, we do that. We mess around in that area. Okay. So can we bring that up? Can we go into other areas? You know? And so we really want to just start honing that in for you guys. And hey, we're not going to shy away from tough topics. What?
Listen,
it's true. Well, we're not going to back away from the topics. We're just not.
Well, and another thing too that we're finding, and I don't know how many of you also follow us on Instagram.
If you don't, at One Extraordinary Marriage.
Look, we're finding that Instagram and our followers there are really, there's a high engagement there on Instagram. And so, like, we can put out a question about a show idea that we're mulling around, and whether it's a poll or a question, really get a lot of amazing feedback from folks just like you and the One Family. And so it's really creating a shift, because now I don't have to, as I'm doing the research for the shows, I don't have to Google and say, you know, what's happening, you know, how many couples, you know, Manscaped, or how many couples do this, or how many couples do that. I can go to the One Family on Instagram and say, hey, tell us what you do. Is this a problem? Is this a concern? How does this look in your marriage or whatever? And so we're pulling practically real-time data and able to put statistics in place about who's in the One Family. And it's been incredible already, just as we've seen here in the fourth quarter, but even more so as we start to, you know, get into some of these series, like we're talking about, getting into really, like, what are the issues that the One Family has? Not just what's going on in Tony and Lisa's marriage, but what's going on with you guys?
You guys, because that's what's important. It's about you guys. And that's really where we want to be diving in. And we're going to still bring our stories, because
we haven't arrived yet.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, you know, when we were just talking, you know, on the show, we were talking about with the recent one, you know, staying intimate during the holidays. I mean, we still have 2 more weeks of football, you guys. Alex's birthday is the day before. I mean, we're just like...
Plus all the Christmas parties, like I told Tony the other day, I think we've got 5 invitations on the books right now for Christmas parties, plus the Christmas concert, plus, yeah, and I still, oh wait, that show comes out tomorrow. I was going to say, I still haven't woken you up in the morning, but that's part of tomorrow's show. Sorry, I was going to.
Get ready.
Listen to tomorrow's show.
And one thing, even with these calls here, you guys come prepared. You're gonna know, like in the new position post, you're going to know in February's, January, February, and March is. You're going to know. So come prepared. Come with your questions. Come with, you know, hey, our vision is this. This is what we want to do for the first quarter. We're having a hard time. So, you know, this is where we're struggling. How do we do this? Come to us. Let's talk about that here for you guys. Like I said, one of the things we want to do is the core values, be talking about that with you guys. But this is about you guys. And we're having a good time here today just sharing what's ahead, because I want to give you guys, and we want to give you guys the time to really look at this month and go, where are we going in 2019? One of the coolest things that we do at our church is called Shredder Sunday. And I love it. I love it. I love it. So December 30th of this year, which is a Sunday, we have this massive day of everybody takes whatever they want to shred from 2018. The crap that they've been holding on to that they haven't let go of, the unforgiveness, the work situation that hasn't changed, the boss that's not being cool, the intimacy lifestyle maybe that's just sort of up and down. We can't keep consistency with it, and we want to be consistent with it. And we all come together, we write all those things down, and we shred them. Like, do that in your own marriage this year. Like, start writing that stuff down. Like, this was a year of health issues, man. We're shredding that right now, and it's not gonna stop us from being intimate and alive and vital and vibrant in our marriage. Like, we got it done. I mean, even for myself, like, there are things that I'm just gonna be like, I'm done, I'm over with it, moving ahead.
Because it's incredibly powerful to physically do something. Mm-hmm. That releases whatever that burden is that you've been carrying, right? We know that there are folks in the one family who are carrying, you know, infidelity, who are carrying, you know, financial burdens, who are carrying, like Tony said, the health issues, who are carrying communication challenges, who mm-hmm. are carrying whatever it may be. And, you know, just like I tell a lot of our coaching clients that, you know, you need to journal, you need to get the stuff out of your head so it stops spinning. The same thing is true with whatever those burdens are that you feel on your shoulders.
Yeah.
To actually go through, write them down. Yeah, and then just turn on the shredder and be like, you know what, you're not coming into 2019 with us.
Or if you have a fireplace, you know, ball that sucker up and throw it in there.
Just not down the disposal, okay? And the reason I say that is because one time I told somebody to shred their thoughts, and they put it down the disposal. It was not good. So just
yeah, caveat. That's not a good place to
don't,
put
don't
it.
Don't
like get an actual shredder or like is it you or know
fire. Yeah, fire pit. Have a you know. If it's warm enough or cold enough where you are, do a fire pit outside and just sit there and shred it and really release 2018. Release the good that was in this year and release the challenges. Mm-hmm. And really make a decision that 2019 is going to be your most extraordinary year yet. Mm-hmm. Right? Because there's nothing right now that's saying it can't be, except for what's going on in here. And so that's why you need to shred whatever those thoughts are, because you can set yourself up. You can set yourself up for success right now. You don't have to get so overwhelmed by this season. You don't have to get so overwhelmed by all the have-tos and the must-dos and the, you know, like you hear us talking about football another 2 weeks. Yay for going to state.
Which is awesome. And don't forget what the hashtag is for 2018. What can I do? Mm-hmm. And right now, maybe that's your deal. What can I do? I can honestly write down the things of this year that have been of struggle to me that I'm going to let go of. You know, the good stuff too. Sometimes you got to release the good stuff to get to great, mm. right? We sit at good and we're like, oh, this is good enough. Oh, we're good enough. And sometimes we got to release the good to get to great. And that sometimes is my struggle, because it's like, oh, well, we're good. But we're beginning to plateau. We're not moving ahead. We're just sort of like going through the motions again. And Elise and I have had that even with our own intimacy lifestyle. And we've discussed this together. Like, yeah, we can just go through the motions with the intimacy lifestyle, or we can get great again. Like, we can change it up. We can make things happen that we haven't done before. So I hope that's what we're going to
say. I was just going to say, when you can get to a place where you release the good, to get to the great, it's like we had heard a pastor preach a sermon on this past weekend, and he said, good is the enemy of great. And I've heard it many times, and that's an incredible reminder that a lot of times we settle for good and we never allow ourselves to get to the great and
or the extraordinary
or the extraordinary. We prefer extraordinary.
Yeah.
Good is the enemy of extraordinary. If you were to take that from a one extraordinary marriage perspective, but go there, allow yourself to go into that place of saying, what would the extraordinary look like in 2019? What resources do we need to put into place now? Maybe not before Christmas. I get it. Yep. Next 2 weeks are busy, but there's that sweet, sweet spot between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Make that be the time that maybe the two of you sit in front of the fire and pull out the Power of Vision planner and say, okay, what, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's when you sit down and you say, you know what, let's pull out the Intimacy Lifestyle Planner and let's plan what, how we're going to do this for the first 90 days of the year. Let's just do one thing in that sweet spot of no obligations. And yeah, the kids are home, but you know what? Deal with it. Kids are home for everybody else too.
Make it happen.
Make the extraordinary happen. Don't keep waiting for the perfect moment.
Yeah. And again, just to start from where we were at the beginning, 90 days. Hit your first 3 months. That's it. Like, you don't need to plan out the full year. I've done that in the past myself. And like, it sort of goes haywire after 3 months. So let's just do 3 months and go another 3 months after that. You know what I mean? And if you get a little break and you can take off and you set up your next 3 months. So is that good, you guys? We took up all the time. We didn't ask you for your own questions. If you have questions, we will stay here and talk because we are committed to that. I can't see if. The only thing I don't know about this thing, oh, here, no. On Facebook sometimes, like, I don't see all the comments. Are people, no, see? No, but it's saying 20 comments and we see 4.
All
right. If you had a comment and we didn't answer it, can you share it? Hold on. Wait, there we go.
Oh,
well. There we go. And make sure we got it all. There we go. Okay, I think we got them all. Yes to what, Kim? I love when you guys say that because I'm like, yes to what? Thank you.
Ty.
Oh, I thought that in Feb.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Yes, coming in hot. You know it,
woo,
man.
Happy
30s were good.
30s were great. 40s are better.
40s are fun.
40s. That's cute.
What else? What else? What else? Come on, you guys.
Any other comments, questions, anything else?
And again, if you're not on Instagram, go check us out over there. We really do enjoy like connecting with you guys there. Here's the one thing I will say. If you DM us or you comment, your handles are different than your names. And sometimes we have so many people. Sometimes you got to just say, hey, Position of the Month Club partner.
or tell us what your name is.
Or tell us what your name is.
That's helpful too.
That helps too. Because it's so funny. We're like, who's this? But we know from somewhere, but we have so many different things. Okay. The question, if it was okay that you took
you
all
asked,
that.
Okay,
all this, oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Kim. Thank you. And I want to say, Kim, to you guys, you and Curtis, I just love that picture of you guys at our event. I put it up on the newest one, a number of pictures of many of you from Position of the Month Club. Just, it was like, oh, just love seeing you guys there. And so one thing we could ask for from you guys, prayers for this next live event. We're opening that up to 400 people. So it's much bigger. The production's much bigger and everything. So if you could just be praying over that, we got a lot to do for there, but we really want like that relationship part of our core values is so vital to me that I want to make sure that when we're in these places, we get to see you guys and hug you guys and talk to you guys. All right. Liz, I took a video for my IG story of y'all. love it.
Can't wait to see it.
The show. Thanks, Jonathan. Thanks for all that you guys do. Enjoy listening to your podcast. Honor, brother. Honor. Truly, truly, bro. Mm-hmm. Truly. And you bring some great stuff, Jonathan. Keep bringing it. We are remaking this, Travis, our bedroom and bathroom into the sanctuary you talked about. But it's going to be painful these next few. Yes. I just talked to a buddy of mine. They were redoing their kitchen. And he said how much he had to just tell himself how blessed he is to have the house he has and what they're able to do and what's going to come. Because he said there was a time there where he was just so frustrated and he and his wife were just battling it a little bit. And he had to really change that perspective and that mindset. And Shannon's going to get a nice new tub anyway, so she'll be all happy.
All I can think about when I see that is...
Thank you, Kim.
That's going to be fun to just like break in the new sanctuary. Like I look at that going, okay, so it's kind of like...
I wish Elisa was a tub gal. I think I've seen Elisa take a bath maybe a handful of times in all of our years of marriage, 22 years.
I like, actually looked at our...
Seriously.
I looked at our tub today and thought, could I take a bath? Like it just doesn't even...
No, Elisa's not a bath girl. Like I would just love to walk in on her and just be like, oh wow, my wife is taking a bath. Let me jump in there. Nah, nah. It's all gutted right now. We are crammed into the playroom. Wow, that must be really fun. She needs a jetted tub. I think it is jetted.
It's not.
Oh, it's not. All right, well. I bet you there's some jetted thing on Amazon that we could buy that we could put underneath it. Liz. Gen X.
Millennial and Gen X. Glad y'all are focusing on IG.
I love IG. We just did a big giveaway over there too, so be looking out for that. We're gonna be doing some more stuff.
What? Look at that. No, a hotel room with coffee bar and everything so we can escape the kids.
We plan to make it like a hotel room. Yeah, be quiet, Travis.
I'm coming to
your house for one of my weekend getaways. Jeez, dude.
Never gonna kick you guys out.
I like the tub for two. Also, inflatable hot tubs. They have those on Amazon.
OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com/AmazonShop.
Yes, we are all jealous. No doubt, Jonathan. Hey, I want to see the before. Yeah. Do you like the old and where it is now? Because we all want to see what that sucker looks like when it's done.
Yeah.
You know, that's
before and afters.
And so here's some other stuff. Oh, gosh, there's so much, you guys.
What are you doing? You're already at 45.
I know we are. All right. There's so much.
Now you're tempted, so now you're going to have to share.
No, I don't know. There's just so much cool stuff, you guys. I mean, you guys seriously make us better. And that's from the bottom of my heart, man. It's like you guys drive us to keep reaching people, and that's what makes us so dang fun. I mean, it really is. So we got cool stuff coming. Let's just put it that way. And we talked enough about it all. Enough about us. It's about you guys. So go out there, kick butt on your intimacy lifestyles. Kick butt on your coffee breaks. Share it.
Can we say something about that?
I was just gonna say celebrate your wins. Celebrate your wins. That's part of that action piece. Celebrate your wins. Too many of us sit back and go, oh, that's all we did. You know what? Yesterday afternoon, I was at a point where I just needed to get out, smell some salt water, get some sunshine. Celebrate that win. It was great.
Kim says spill it.
Spill it. Oh, no. No, it's nothing that great. I mean, it's just changing it up from just what we're doing here to, you know, bringing you guys into different parts. You know, like, doing dinner with you guys, talking about recipes, doing life more. So that's, you know, and Elisa and I will say this, it's very interesting because Elisa and I can get behind our microphones and we will tell you everything that's going on. When it comes to like all the social media stuff at times, even to me that can get much. Because I know you guys have lives and I'd rather you be focusing on your marriage than on my marriage. I'm trying to focus on my marriage. I want you to listen. I want you to take that. I want you to take the resources and use them. So there's a balance that we are constantly, that we're trying to take there. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Travis. It is coffee break or coffee talk.
Is it
coffee break or coffee, whatever you want to be. I mean, we call it coffee break. Mm-hmm. The actual resource is called take a break, a coffee break.
And I'm just going to end with this.
Yes, we're going to end.
We're going to end. Theoretically, we're going to go.
Love this time with you guys.
Well, it's this whole thing about social media, right? And we post all the good things and we post, you know, date nights and all this kind of stuff. But I want to give a shout out to Liz and Robert because they posted about their coffee break the other day and tagged us in it. We were able to take the screen, you know, I mean, it's Instagram, you know,
You get to
you add it to your story.
Yeah.
And because of that, we know that there were a few other people that picked up the coffee break.
Right.
So when you guys share that you're using resources to make your marriage better, you mm-hmm. directly impact mm-hmm. other people to say, hold on a second, what are they using and mm-hmm. will this work in my marriage? So don't think that anything is too small. Don't think that anything shouldn't be shared. Those resources, mm-hmm. while they're impacting your marriage, you have influence and the ability to impact other people's lives and other people's marriages to make them extraordinary. So big shout out and thank you to Liz and Robert for sharing that and just mm-hmm. for knowing that you guys have the ability as part of the one family to go out there and be ambassadors for marriage, to go mm-hmm. out there and say, you know what, it doesn't matter where you are today.
Pick them up.
Where can you go?
Yep.
Where can you go this last month of 2018? Where can you go in 2019? And hey, by the way, check this out. And, and when you do that, lives are changed and you have that power.
Yep. And hey, easiest place is a podcast. Mm-hmm. You never know where somebody's at, but you can always offer it. It's free. And they can then just go, wow, didn't realize where we were. But but my friend or so-and-so said something and that helped me to get on the right track. Because we're here to save marriages. The big audacious goal for us is that we want to lower the divorce rate by 2030. And that's mm-hmm. big. It's big. It's big because we got to hit a lot. We got to get into a lot of homes. We got to reach a lot of people. And yet with an amazing, amazing family like we have, no problem. It's all possible. All right, you guys. That went a little longer, but it was good. We loved it. We loved it. All right, you guys, have yourselves a fantastic December. Keep us posted. We know this month does get a little crazier for everybody, but don't miss out on the opportunity. We're going to come strong in 2019. You guys keep us posted on what's going on, and we'll go from there. So I love you guys. Have a fantastic one, and we'll catch you guys soon. Bye. So.